The Brettville Estate. The Brettville Estate was a tract of undeveloped land of 1,500 acres, 610 hectares, 75 miles, 120 kilometers, north of Sydney, near the villages of Corranbong and Morisset on Dora Creek. Though the stream is called Dora Creek, wrote Ellen White, yet it has the appearance of a river, for it is a wide, deep stream. The estate was attractive at the low price of $3 an acre, 1 hectare, high-priced land they could not buy. The physical features were very appealing, and the rural situation favorable for the location of the type of school that had been planned. But a negative report had been given to the church leaders by the government fruit expert who had been requested to examine the soil. He had declared it for the most part very poor, sour, sandy loam resting on yellow clay, or very poor swamp covered with different species of melaleuca. According to him, the whole of the land was sour, requiring liming and draining. DF 170, A. H. Benson, Report of the Campbell Tract near Morisset, N. S. W., May 21, 1894, see also 4 WCW, pages 410-412. Legend has it that when Mr. Benson handed the report to a member of the committee, he remarked that if a bandicoot, a marsupial about the size of a rabbit, were to cross the tract of land, he would find it necessary to carry his lunch with him. See DF 170, The Avondale School, WCW to F.C. Gilbert, December 22, 1921. Sometime before this, Ellen White had made an appeal through the pages of the Review for members in America who might be willing to pioneer the work in Australia and share their time and abilities in getting the work started in some of these undeveloped places. She declared, "What a great amount of good might be done if some of our brethren and sisters from America would come to these colonies as fruit growers, farmers, or merchants, and in the fear and love of God would seek to win souls to the truth. If such families were consecrated to God, He would use them as His agents." In response to this, the Ellen Lawrence family, father, mother, and daughter, had come from Michigan at their own expense to aid wherever they could with the work in Australia.
On Wednesday, May 16, 1894, W. C. White, with the Lawrences and others, traveled to Dora Creek to make a preliminary inspection of the Brettville Estate.
Ellen White reported, "Brother and sister Lawrence went yesterday, May 16, with a tent. W.C. White has taken a supply of bedding and provisions, and thus the party will be provided with board and lodging to save hotel bills. And the fact that they can spend their nights on the ground will expedite business. All will return Monday or Tuesday." While at Dora Creek, the Lawrences found they could rent a small house, 3 rooms and a kitchen. This would make it very convenient when the church leaders would come to inspect the property. They would have a place to stay.